You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Researchers are predicting waves will get higher on New Zealand's west coast and lower on the east as a result of climate change. Modelling at the University of Auckland also indicated shifts in wave direction with implications for coastal erosion as waves hit the shore at altered angles. I spoke to one of the researchers of this study, Dr. Jiwar Albuquerque, a PhD graduate from the School of Environment at the University of Auckland, about his findings.
This project was my PhD project, which in turn was part of a bigger project led by my PhD supervisor. So the idea is to check how climate change will alter the whole shores of New Zealand and how the beaches and the coastal areas will be exposed to all of the factors that are influenced by climate change. And in my case, I was checking how the waves were going to change, right? So it's just a small piece of the puzzle. And so in order to get these results, we had to select like from all of these global climate models that has this changes already projected. So select the ones that are more likely to represent well the wave climate of New Zealand, and then get this kind of raw and coarse information and generate the data that is very specific to New Zealand with the right resolution so that we can really look at all of these points around the shore and do this check on how the changes will occur.
Yeah. Now I'm reading here that you started your work in 2016, and after more than 4,200 supercomputer sessions, the results were published last week on Friday.
Yes.
Quite a hefty, long process to get these results, I'm sure.
Yes, in fact it was. Yes, this was like in terms of subject, this was one third of the PhD. I had to develop like three different things during the project. And in terms of subject, it's just the third part, which would be like projections. But in terms of work, it's probably more than 70% of the PhD.
The project drew on information from global climate models used by the International Panel for Climate Change. This obviously was used to generate the projections of New Zealand wave climate.
I think the interesting thing to look at is we are not only having wave height increase, but we are also having decrease in wave height. Because when we first think of climate change, we always think about all these destructive scenarios, you know, like sea level rise, floodings, and waves hitting and smashing everything. But actually, around the east coast of New Zealand, the wave height is going to decrease, which I found that interesting, not necessarily good, but interesting.
Another interesting thing about this study was that it was the first to project how New Zealand's waves could change, and it also took into account such factors as the frequency and intensity of storms. What are your thoughts on this study being the first of its kind in New Zealand?
I think it's a great thing because climate change is happening. We can see its effects, and it's in a way, it's not very easy. It's not something tangible. Because, you know, we are seeing this happening and we don't have information on what can happen. And that's the first thing here in New Zealand that people can actually see, you know, okay, if we keep going, if the Earth temperature keeps increasing the way it has been, or if it increases even more, because these are the two scenarios that I have studied, this is what's going to happen. You know, we can see these changes because these models, like, they have very sound physics to predict what's going to happen. So it's very important so that, you know, people can really see what can happen, and the sooner they could take action, the better.
Based on the models, the waves could change depending on the season.
Yeah.
I'm reading here it's lower in the future than they are now in autumn and summer, and higher in spring and winter.
So basically, these waves, they are driven by some atmospheric patterns, okay? And as the warm increases, the globe increases in temperature, these atmospheric patterns will change. They actually, they already change during the seasons. This is a natural process, you know? When in summer, like the temperature around the equator, from the equator to New Zealand, it gets warmer, so it pushes this processes lower towards the pole. You know, that's why we would have smaller waves in summer already. So, and then bigger waves in winter. But so with the temperature increasing, they will be more around the south in this process. And so that's why, like, winter and spring are the seasons where these processes that generate higher waves, they are more close to New Zealand. And so they would get, so during spring and autumn, they will be slightly more to the south than the usual, but New Zealand would still be exposed to these waves. Because when it's summer, they go all the way to the south. They kind of get far enough from New Zealand to New Zealand get reached by these waves. So now they would be like slightly to the south, but not enough to New Zealand would still be exposed. But then as they migrate towards the south, they increase in speed. The processes that generates the winds that generates the waves that reach the west coast of New Zealand. So they increase in speed. The waves get bigger as they move towards the south. So that would be the reason why the waves would increase during winter and spring, because these are the seasons where these processes will be slightly shift towards the south.
The database generated by the project is available free for users, including the risk assessment and the mitigation of future coastal hazards such as flooding and erosion, as well as for studying the potential to generate electricity from waves.
Yes. So one of the problems is that this kind of data, if you go like for a private company, a consultancy company to get this data from, like, it's going to be very expensive. So the price of this, you know, all of these issues that you can have just to get this data on your hands, this can hamper a lot of this kind of research. And so the fact that we made it freely available can really enable all of these researchers to go through and explore this data and see how can they use it for all of these applications. So regarding, for example, coastal erosion, this is something like my supervisor, he has already some other students working on this data. So they are looking at different points in New Zealand to check what can happen in terms of coastal erosion. And there was this other PhD research on wave energy conversion that this lady just used the data for her research. And then if you think, for example, like, okay, we are doing this, we're installing this wave energy converters here, and there. You want to make sure that, for example, over the next 20 or 30 or 40 years, these equipment will be still like being, waves are still going to be there, you know, and making the movement that is necessary to do to generate the energy. Because otherwise, can you imagine what would be like, you know, you just install all the equipment and then like 15 years later, the wave characteristics change and you cannot generate enough energy from the equipment anymore. So it's a tricky situation. So that's one of the reasons that wave energy conversion can be benefited by this research.
That was Dr. Joel Albuquerque, a PhD graduate from the School of Environment at the University of Auckland, speaking about how waves will get higher on New Zealand's west coast and lower on the east as a result of climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.